There's a general question about what makes the Rasha the Rasha. What makes his question, Ma'avodah Hazos Lachem, so bad that we warrants that we kick him out, Hakeshina, we knock out his teeth. So the Haggadah gives its explanation and that he removes himself from the Tzibor. The whole night of Seder is about being together. The Karban Pesach is about the role of family and community. And here he is and he removes himself from everybody else. And it could also be explained that the Rasha, he asks a question without really wanting an answer. It's just about his question. He doesn't really desire to learn, to grow. It's not genuine. It's not truth-seeking. It's not emistic. It's just to ask questions for the purpose of asking questions. The goal of the Seder is to ask questions, to learn, to get deeper, to become more, you know, everything should become more meaningful. But he just asks to ask questions. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs in his Haggadah points out something fascinating about the Rasha. First, he notes in a separate article that it could be that the Rasha is bothered by Ma'avoda Hazos Lachem. What's all the work that you're doing? I love Judaism. It's great. I want to do it. But I don't want to put the work in and the effort in. And I just want things to be easy and simple. And the response is, that's not how it works. To make things more meaningful, to make life more, you know, have more of an impact, I have to put work in. I have to put effort in. It's true in anything. And it's an absolutely true when it comes to our own growth as Jews. But he notes in his Haggadah the following. What the Rasha is looking at is Ma'avodah Hazos Lachem. What does it mean to you? If you want me to grow, if you want me to see Judaism as something that is beautiful, that is meaningful, that is uplifting, that is enriching, then what does it mean to you? When you do it, I want to see what it looks like to you. And he writes about the fact that the bar mitzvah boy, as his example, he looks around and he says, you know, you did all of these things for me and you hire me teachers. And I know what Judaism, he writes, is supposed to mean. And I read all the books when I was growing up. He writes, you sent me mixed messages. You sent me mixed messages. He writes, when I neglected my secular education, you were angry. But when I missed Hebrew lessons, you never seemed to mind. I learned about the laws of Jewish life, but you did not seem to observe them. Or if you did so selectively. You said Judaism mattered, but what you did seemed to show that it didn't matter very much. And this is the question that the Rasha is asking. Why are you sending me mixed messages? This is what I'm picking up. I'm picking up the meaning of life is not so important to you. And he quotes from the Al Shach HaKadosh that we say in Shema, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokim, we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we say, V'shinamtam levanecha, and we should teach your children. What's the connection between the two? And says the Al Shach, because you can only teach our children what we ourselves truly love. And that's really the response we give. Had he been there, he would not have been redeemed. And what does that mean? Of course, no parents can leave their child unredeemed. So says Rabbi Sachs, To be a parent is to be willing to take one's child to walk, to parway on this Jewish journey. But really what the Rasha is asking is not the Rasha's question, it's our question. How do we answer that question? How does our Judaism look? How does our davening look? Not only in what we tell our children to do, what we tell our students to do, but how we model it. And that is the goal of the Seder, to not only teach the children, but to really teach them by doing it ourselves.